CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This net is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG Chew portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight. There's quite a few of them, so I'm going to probably break them up in half, so stand by. W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest. KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. And KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. And KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. W, Bill in Anderson. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman. And K4AFT, Michael in Central. And KO4ZYX, Daniel in Woodruff. You, total of 24, I believe. All right, with that, we'll move on to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, up in Brown Summit via Echo Link tonight. John, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll be back around for you shortly. All right, tonight being Monday night, and let me pause here and go ahead and check in my wife via telephone relay. The plane broke down in New York, and by the time they got it fixed, she missed the gate in Chicago. So I'm filling in for her tonight, but she did call via telephone, so... I'd like to recognize KO4RYP, Miss Anna, somewhere in Chicago. With that, being Monday night, Echo Through Hotel, any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net, and sorry to hear about Anna not making it home.
4NUE. Had the police check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler, and tell Hannah, I'll get it straight. Don't you make that mistake. Hello when she gets home. We'll be in and out tonight. Thanks.
Go ahead and recognize KO4 HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And also Mr. Harry in Candler, KC4 EZN. And Harry, I better leave that one alone. I am ready for her to come home, sir. All right, with that, we'll take one more call for Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4 NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4 NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
2E. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net tonight.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4, JPQ. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo, KC4, MFK. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Let's back up and recognize KK4 JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And KO4 JKB. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Nice to hear from you tonight, Duncan. And KK4 JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And KC4, he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4 MFK. And Miss Donna, hello to you tonight, ma'am. All right, we'll make one more call for India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4 NUE. We'll move on to Mike through Papa. Any stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4 NUE.
4 NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Garland Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4 NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensibel. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 70 you, Chad. All the net. Be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome KK4 ONO. That's Miss Lorena. Miss Lorena, it's a pleasure hearing you tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4 PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, please tell Miss Tracy we said hello tonight. Also, Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont, KO4 NNH. Fred, hope you are doing well, sir, and you be safe out on the road tonight. All right, one more call for Mike through Papa. Please call KO4 NUE. Move on to the next group. So any station, Quebec through Tango, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4 NUE.
KO4 NUE. To find you here. You're not used to the voice I'm used to hearing, Chad. Good evening to you. Well, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty. Mobile and Duncan headed back to more. No traffic, no comments. QE.
QE, this is Robert down here in this parking lot by the Ingles in Clinton. I'll be short time tonight, 73.
KO4NUE. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Say hi to Anna. I'll be negative and negative.
And let's back up and recognize WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty and Duncan. And Rusty, if you're just joining us, Anna got held up in Chicago with a broken down airplane. So you're not the only one missing her tonight, sir. So thank you for checking in with us tonight on the net, and you be careful out mobiling around. Also, we'd like to welcome N0TR, that's Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, hope you are doing well, sir, and please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert, down at the Ingles, maybe at the Wild Kingdom. So with that, we'll move on and ask for any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
In the log, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris from Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Nothing there. I'll make one more call. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Again, Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Rod, he's the only one in this group, but that's a good one. So we'd like to recognize W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, down in the land of Waz. Rod, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Please tell Miss Dorothy we said hello. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Please check in QL November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Pisa, Seneca, negative, negative.
Brand new week. QL Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Car, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. So good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be listening.
UE. 4CHR, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo, Mike down here in Anderson, and I'll be negative, negative.
UE. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For NUE. Ted, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. I have no traffic. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Group, let's back up and recognize W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith up in Seneca. And KC2DQV, Mr. Bob in Gray Court. And my good friend, Mr. Daniel. Daniel, glad to hear from you, sir. It's been a while. Nice to hear you check in with us tonight. KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel in Taylor's. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. And KO4CHR, I believe, was Mr. Rick in Anderson. Rick, if I missed your call sign up, please recheck with me, sir. Also, I'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. Gary, have you down for some comments? I'll be back around for you here shortly. And please tell Miss Joy, K3JOY, that I said hello. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KB2, BYQ, down in Easley. I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which will be the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, and right at Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Go. Will please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. That's K04VWQ. This is Jimmy down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Let's stop right there and recognize what we've got so far. We'd like to welcome Mr. Walt in Inman, K4OIM. Walt, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Nice to hear you on the net. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. And KO4GUN, that's Mr. Nelson in Greenville. And Nelson, you be safe tonight, sir. And K4VKN, that's Mr. Allen in Piedmont. And KO4VWQ, that's Mr. Jimmy N. Anderson. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. I guess that about wraps it up for the formal portion. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. And we'd like to thank each one of you that checked in with us, for checking in with us tonight. Any stations wishing not to hang around for RACT, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. So with that, first on the stump is KO4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John. You got a nice clean stump, sir.
This is KN4RJM. Well, I'm sorry to hear about Anna's plane, but I'm assuming it broke down after it landed.
Broke down. She got on the plane to... You cannot fly direct from New York to Greenville Spartanburg anymore. You have to go from New York to Chicago and then from Chicago to Greenville Spartanburg. So they got on the airplane to come to Chicago, and the plane broke down. So they sent some people out there to fix the thing. It took them, I don't know, about 2 hours to fix it on the runway. You know, that's not a good sight to see. But that threw them behind in Chicago and missed the gate. so they are spending the night in Chicago tonight. She'll try to make her way back in the morning, so we'll see how that goes, I guess.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, it's that does not engender a whole lot of confidence if the guys got to come out and work on your plane while you're sitting on the runway. I think I would have booked another flight, but that's that's just me. In any event, I don't fly anywhere anymore. If I can't get there driving, I don't want to go. It's just too much of a hassle between, you know, the security check-ins and the flight delays and all that other happiness. It's just like, it's just not worth it to me anymore.
Why, I just have been all over the world with the military, and I just do not have a desire to go. I just, it's not that I don't want to see it. It's just, I'm happy with what I'm seeing here. But she's not that way. She likes to travel and go and do and, you know, but she never tires of it. And I just, I usually just tell her, hey, just, you know, go with your sister, because her and her sister are pretty close. So they've gotten my daughter involved. And so now Anna and my daughter and her sister, they, you know, they go all over the place. And I'm content just to hear about it on the telephone. I'll go with her somewhere once a year. But I tell you, John, it just wears me out. It's just like every bone in my body just hurts when I get tired, you know. So, but she's not that way.
This is KN4RJN. I hear you, brother. You know, I've been all over the world, too, and been in more airplanes than I can count and been through more airports than I can count. And anymore, it's just too much of a hassle. You know, you can almost get, by the time you get up, get to the airport, park, go through all security and do all that happiness, and then wait for the plane to sit there on the tarmac for Lord knows how long while they unscrew the traffic control and whatnot, and then you find the land, and then you get through all that happiness, get your bags, find a taxi, and get to where you're going. It would have been quicker to drive. In some cases, I think it'd been quicker to walk.
And you're exactly right. So on to tell you a little airplane story here. So on the last deployment, we got on C-130, and we're going to fly to Balad. Which is kind of in the middle of the country, you know. And they've got a whole little process, you know. You just don't go get on that airplane, you know. They line you up, count you, this, that, and the other. And it's hot. So we all, two columns in the back of this, you know, C-130, just had got seated in cargo nets now. Cargo net seating, rifles and rucksacks, just a jumbled up hot mess in there. And the crew chief, he's standing up in the back of the plane. Everybody get out, get out, get out of the airplane. So we just had got in there, and he's kicking us out. So we're standing on the side of the flight line trying to figure out kind of what's going on. And there was a rat in the air. They saw a rat in the airplane. And they were not gonna fly with that rat in that airplane. They were committed to catching it or killing it before it left the flight line. So we stayed on the tarmac. I was surprised. I really was. It didn't take the Air Force guys but about 20 minutes. You know, that's a record for them. But they tracked it down about 20 minutes and handled it, and back on it we went and took off. So kudos to the Air Force.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I can understand that. The rat didn't have orders.
All right, John, we better quit before I get in trouble. So what you got for us tonight, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Solar report is nothing to worry about. Let me find it here again. Where to go? There it is. Geomagnetic storm activity, it hasn't been above 3 for the past 24 hours, and it's got to get to up to 5 before you get to a G1 geomagnetic storm thing. So there's nothing going on there. We got about a 5% chance on a solar radiation storm of S1 or greater for the next 3 days, so not much going on there. And the radio blackout, R1, R2, about a 20% chance for the next 3 days. Anything more than that, it's only about a 5% chance, and that's only going to affect, obviously, the higher latitudes. So not a whole lot to worry about there, unless you're working HF up around the North Pole. As for the sky, Jupiter and Saturn are up right now. If you get a chance, go out and take a look towards the east-southeast. Two brightest things you'll see over there will be Jupiter and Saturn. And if you got a scope or even a good set of binoculars, you ought to be able to see the rings on Saturn. Milky Way, if you got a clear sky, is a little bit further south from Saturn. And the moon's not going to be up until sometime after midnight, so you don't have to worry about moon washout. And there's not much moon to do. It's only about 30% now. Tuesday, September 20th, again, Ganymede shadow will cross Jupiter between 8:10 and 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. If you've got a scope and you get a chance, take a look at that. See a little black dot going across the lower half of Jupiter. And you probably see the other moons off to the side, but Ganymede's crossing in front of it, so it'll put the little shadow there. So if you get a chance, go out and look at the night sky. Also, look straight up, almost straight up. You can see the summer triangle still up there with Deneb, the furthest up and furthest east. Vega is across from him, and then go straight down, and you'll see the next bright thing is be Altair. It forms a little isosceles triangle pointing down. And in amongst all of that is the Milky Way. There are several dark sky objects and star clusters and all kinds of unique and wondrous stuff in amongst all of that. If you got a scope or even just a good pair of binoculars, or if you don't have either of those, you got a decent scope on your rifle, look up with that, and you'll probably see some stuff. So that's what's happening in the sky this evening.
Appreciate it. I know a lot of people like to hear your heavens report. So appreciate that. And on a lighter note, before I move on down the log, everything going your way? Going good your way?
This is KN4RJN. Well, today is my birthday. I am 21 years old for the 47th year in a row. And all things considered, didn't go too bad.
Happy birthday to you, sir, and looking forward to wishing you a happy birthday on your 22nd birthday. So with that, I'll move on down the log. Be safe. 73's John. Have a wonderful week, sir, and appreciate the heavens report. All right, let me see if we have any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Hope you and Anna are both well. Chad, I heard you say she's had airplane problems and she's going to be in tomorrow. That means you've got to get the house fired up tomorrow before she gets back. But anyway, good to hear you tonight, Chad. Thanks for calling in. This is W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Chad is always thankful so much for calling in for us. Other than that, no traffic, no comments.
I was wondering if he's going to check in with me tonight. Fall right in behind James, but nice to hear you, Ty. W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. And Sid, let me tell you that I had to cut my radio time short today after lunch because somehow or another the house got destroyed while she was gone. I'm not sure how that happened. But I had to cut my radio time short today to get the house straightened up. So it's already clean. I just hope I can keep it that way until she gets home tomorrow. So 73, Sid, nice to hear from you, sir. And I'm glad you checked in because I missed your call. So with that, we'll move on to next on the stump, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry N. Greer. Go ahead, Larry.
Here is KK4JBQ.
and I am so tickled to hear Sid check in. I was missing him also. Sid, it's always good to have you as part of our group here tonight. And then John, too. I did miss hearing him check in. But it's been a little, there's been some commotion around here this evening with various cats trying to get them secured for the night. John, you made me, you made both of us laugh. Donna was tickled as well to hear that you're 21 years old for the 47th time in a row. I've never heard it put that way. Kudos to you, John. My mother used to say she'd say that she was 28 years old. And after I got older than that, she kept that up. And I asked her, I said, well, how is that at all possible? And she says it was immaculate. Now, I'm supposed to understand that. Maybe somebody can explain that to me. I'm sorry to hear about Anna, but that happened to me. Exactly the same thing happened to me some 35 years ago. Laid over in O'Hare Airport. Not the best thing in the world. I slept there because my airline wouldn't put me up. I slept in that terminal that night. Not a good thing to do on that terrazzo floor that they have. Hard as a rock. Anyway, real good to be with y'all tonight. And I'm just pleased to be here. KK4JPQ.
She sent me a text when she got off of the plane, and she said, we're running, try to get to the next gate. So I texted her back and said, run, Forrest, run. But they didn't make it. They sent my son up there, who's a smooth talker. She said, maybe we can, get him to, swoon the lady behind the counter. And I just thought to myself, oh honey, you know that ain't gonna work. They've heard every excuse in the world, and they're just not gonna tolerate it. So it was about 5 minutes after she said that, she said, we're sleeping in Chicago tonight. So I just I can endure, spent the afternoon getting the house, straightened up. Telling Sid, I'm not quite sure how it got messy, but it did. But I took care of it.
Do you have a real good sense of responsibility and avoidance of a bad outcome? Yes, indeed. So how long was she away? A couple of days?
Her nephew has Down syndrome, so they had one of those walk-a-thon things to raise money, and she likes to go up there and visit with her brother or her sister. So I don't get along with New York City too well. It's just a lot. It's a lot to take in. I went with her years ago to visit, and her and her brother tried to make it comfortable for me so I would come back, but I just did not enjoy it at all. It's too busy, too hustle and bustle, and we went to they had a show in downtown Manhattan. It was the Bodies exhibit. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I don't want to be, gross or anything on the radio, but it is people who have donated their body to science, and they preserve them in certain poses. You'll just have to Google it. I don't want to describe it on the radio, but it's a world-renowned show. And I'd gotten a little trouble in there. I touched one of the exhibits. it looked so real, I just touched it, and they, you know, escorted me out. So I've never been back to New York after that. But her and her sister go every year, and they just happened to take my son and their new daughter, our new daughter-in-law, this year. So they're enjoying it, I guess, except for tonight.
Come on, that is an interesting tale. Now, I'm not terribly surprised that they had bodies donated to science on exhibit in New York. I'm not surprised. But it isn't anything that I ever had any desire whatsoever to be in the same room with. And I'm surprised that, I'm just surprised that other human beings do want to be in the same room with bodies donated to science. Unless, you know, you're a medical person. That takes special tolerance, I think. But anyway, that's something I'll have to think on. Golly, Bill. Some other time, not now, but some other time you'll have to give me some details about what you touched, and they must have been keeping an eye on you, you know, to notice one person in the crowd of people. They must have been keeping an eye on you, don't you think?
Best discussed, you know, off the radio, but it is, it's actually a show put on by the Smithsonian Institute. It's not what it sounds like. It sounds pretty bad, but it's really not. But like I said, I just steer clear of that. You can Google it and find out, you know, what you need to about it. But they had one of the bodies reaching out, pointing his finger like Atlas, you know, the Greek god Atlas, and he was, you know, pointing with his finger, and I just reached up and touched his finger, and nope, not going to have it, got to go. So we spent another couple of days there. We enjoyed the food. I did enjoy Ellis Island. We took a ferry out to Ellis Island and got to visit the where the immigrants came in at Ellis Island. And that was very fascinating to see how all that process took place back in the day.
That's marvelous. You're one of the only people that I know who wasn't raised in the city, and even they have a difficult time getting there, who had been to Ellis Island, maybe the Statue of Liberty, UN building, those kind of things that are attractions, you know. I was there a couple times, I have to admit it, but I that was before I turned 30. I mean, it was some years ago, and those, I missed them, you know. I missed seeing the Statue of Liberty up close and Ellis Island and all of that. So good for you. I'm glad. And I just haven't talked to anybody else. So just how have they preserved that? I know it must have, you know, it's intended as a waypoint for crowds of people to be processed into the country. How have they preserved it?
Let me explain the process. So there's three floors. The floors are not a typical one story. The floors are 14 feet high, where a typical story is 10 feet. The induction starts on the top floor, and they, instead of being brought into the country on the bottom floor and moving up, you normally would, they started them off on the top floor so that the doctors could stand on the top floor and the people that were sick and could not make it through the three levels of 14 feet of flight of stairs, they were rejected and put back on the boat. So it was a method to the madness. The place was perfectly preserved on the inside. The outside looked pretty weathered. Hardwood floors, semi-ornate woodworking inside. If you could imagine a big gym floor with walkways along the wall all the way around. So you had this kind of center amphitheater in the center. And all the activity took around on the floors around the, you know, open floor plan. All the flags were original 48-star flags hanging on every banister across the floor. The documents, original documents, were preserved for view under glass, of course. There were a couple of documents that if you were researching your family and you could prove that your relatives came over on the boat, they would allow you to look at the original signature and touch the page. Of course, you had to have gloves and all of that. We got to see that a couple of people, and I'm trying to figure out how to describe that. That was a very emotional experience for those people who were able to not only see but touch their family member's signature in that book. It sounds like a dry, boring place, but it was rather emotionally charged, really. Some of the luggage that had been confiscated or left was preserved in rooms with, you know, a glass viewing so you could see the original luggage, you know, shoes and leather cases and steam trunks. And, I mean, it was quite the experience, actually. It doesn't sound like much, but it really was.
I really enjoyed the way you told the story. I was there, and I know that my people came here. You know, I don't think we were indigenous. I know we came here sometime or other, but it's been lost in my family. Nobody knew where we came from. But here we are, and so I am fascinated with, you made me think of a program on PBS. There may be others who have seen this and understand my fascination with it. It's a program called Finding Your Roots. And it is so well done. Famous and infamous, maybe infamous I should say, people are featured on the show, and the host will lead them through the discovery process that they undertook in order to find out where they came from, and some parts of their family perhaps that have been lost in time. They do all the document research, they do the DNA research, they put what they call a book of life together to show the family tree. And they do this for anywhere from 2 to 3 people every episode. It's just a fascinating program. Finding Your Roots. Louis Gates Jr., I think, is the host of the show. I really love it. And I thank you for that description. And that's given me a lot to think about. So I'll let somebody else come in and take my place. Thank you, Chad, for filling in. It's always good to... it's a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. You have a good evening. KK4JBQ, I'll turn you loose.
I appreciate it. I'll leave you with this. One other thing we learned before we left was that some of the immigrants that came across the country... that came into the country that did not have documentation or did not have a pedigree from their leaving country.
which is still a kind of a derogatory term in New York to this day. It's called a WOP, a W-O-P, which I don't know why they use that as a derogatory term. But back in the day when you came through Ellis Island without papers is what W-O-P stood for. So they, the ones without a pedigree or history or documentation, they had an extra couple of steps they had to go through as far as, you know, medical and things like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So with that, Larry, 73's to you and Miss Donna. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week and be safe. This is KO4NUE. I'll be clear with you, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu, Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet. I'm in Traveler's Rest tonight, and I will be negative and negative.
HRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I've been listening. Over.
Walk up and grab those two stations, KJ4ZWA, that's Mr. Fleet, and Traveler's Rest, and WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Ed, I hope you're doing well, sir. It's been a while since I've talked with you, and I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Okay, with that, we'll move next on the stop, which is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary up in Easley. Gary, go ahead, sir.
Where are you? KO4NUE in the net. I'll get that out straight in a minute. KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening, calling on the net. We had a good day here on the plantation, as Dwight used to say. I don't have enough land to call it a plantation, but, you know, it's ours, so we're happy with it. We had a good day over here today. Got up a little late today and slept in at almost 9 o'clock. And that's unusual for me, but I slept in a little late. Got up and got my coffee and all that good stuff. And then Joy got up about 10:30 and she started her day. So we've had a pretty good day as far as that goes. Got a new puppy, in case folks don't know. It's a black German Shepherd. And I went out to feed them this morning, and she was dancing around like crazy. Fed them, and came back in the house and told Joy, I said, that puppy looks like she's starving to death, or acts like it. And Joy looked at me, she says, 4 cups of dog food a day is more than plenty. So I gave her 2 cups in the morning and 2 cups in the evening. So according to the dietary scale for the dogs, she's getting a little more than she needs, but not as much as she wants.
NUE with KI4DOS. So, yeah, IKC's the same way. He gets more than he needs, and he just begs for more. So, speaking of supper, guess what I had for supper tonight?
Asian turnip greens.
Okra. Nothing but okra and a little slice of ham. So, I want to say I appreciate the longhorn you gave me. Fixed me a big old flat iron skillet full of it, and it was absolutely delicious.
You enjoyed it. There's a lot of folks that say that they don't like the taste of it. It tastes a little different, but I like it. It's some really good okra, and like I said, you saw the pods. They can get up there pretty good size and still be soft. I don't really like them that big. I like to, you know, maybe 8 inches or so, you know, 6-8 inches or around that is where I normally cut it. But I had 3 volunteer plants to come up in the garden this year, and I just let them go. I was going to just harvest the seed out of them. And so they still out there, and they still got blooms on them. They're still producing. I'm going to go out there and trim them up and see if I can't get a little more smaller stuff off of it to fix, to eat. We've still got some in the freezer from 2 years ago, I think, or maybe a year ago, I don't know. It's either last year or year before last. I know we got some from last year still. And but I enjoy it. It's had some really good stuff. I told Joy I don't want it to stew me some okra, and she said, I don't like it stewed. She said, it's too slimy.
Old okra. And I'm just going to let you know, the longest stalk, which is about average from the bag you gave me, was 14 and a half inches long. I have never seen okra like that. And I did notice that there's, I don't know about the leaves now, but there's no spines on that, which is, I'm thinking that's probably going to be a pleasure to pick, because those spines, they tear you up pretty bad. Is that right? Are these spines on the leaves, Gary?
A few spines on the leaves, but you won't get, it just. I go out there and with short sleeves on and pick it. Now, when we had the smaller okra, I'll say it, the Clemson's finest, that stuff eat me up. I mean, I itch from the time I started till 2 days after I cut it. So, but this that longhorn okra doesn't seem to bother me like that. And like I said, I go out there and I cut it short sleeves and really don't have any problem. Well, I was out there in short sleeves when I cut that, and I came in the house and didn't itch a bit. There again, the leaves, the leaves do have a few spines on them. So if you get in there and wrestle around in them or roll around in it, they gonna get you a little bit.
When Anna and I first married, we planted a garden out here at the farm. We weren't living here, but we planted a garden, and she went out to pick the okra one day. She's from the city, doesn't know anything about, gardens or anything like that. And it's August, it's hot, and it just tore her up. I mean, she was just totally uncomfortable and just fussed at me and Daddy too, because we didn't tell her that okra was, poisonous, she called it. But it just ate her arms and legs up. We still laugh about it. It's not funny, but we do ribber about it every time. So I've got the okra laid out on the island in here for her to see when she comes home from her trip, and I'll take a picture of her reaction when she sees it, because she knows what I mean when she sees okra.
My goodness, I can just imagine that not being fun at all. Of course, I'm going to tell this on Joy. She's in the other room, she's listening, but I'm going to tell it on her anyway. Really not on her, it's on my dad. I carried Joy when we were dating over to meet Mom and Dad, and I told Mom and Dad, I said, I'm going to bring Joy over to meet you, y'all tonight. And they said, okay. So we got over there, and the house is pretty well dark. It's got a looked like a couple of candles flickering. And I take her in the back door, and Daddy's got all the kerosene lamps out and got them burning and this sort of thing. And he tells Joy, he says, we couldn't afford to pay the power bill, so we had to turn light the kerosene lamps and all of this. And he said, oh, by the way, he said, if you have to go to the bathroom, he said, there's two kind of corn cobs in there. There's the red ones and the white ones. He said, use the white ones. They're the softest.
What did Joy say? Surely he told her,
I mean, he had to after a while, but did she figure it out, or did everybody just bust out and laughed her?
Yeah, our countenance kind of changed a little bit when we walked in the house and there wasn't no lights. But Daddy turned the lights on and everything. And Joy figured it out before Daddy told her, though. You know, she knew he was pulling a prank on her. And she took it all in stride pretty well. And we all laughed about it afterwards. But, boy, I was hot under the collar. I was mad at Dad and Mom both. Because Mom just went along with whatever Daddy did. And after all was said and done, and my temper got back under control, we were all good. But we all had a big laugh out of it afterwards.